بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا اشتكى الإنسان الشيء منه أو كانت به قرحة أو جرح قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بأصبعه هكذا، ووضع سفيان بن عيينة الراوي سبابته بالأرض ثم رفعها وقال بسم الله تربة أرضنا بريقة بعضنا يشفى به سقيمنا بإذن ربنا. متفق عليه. The chapter which deals with the du'as that should be recited either by the one who is afflicted by some injury or sickness, or upon the one who is going through some sickness or hardship. Aisha radiallahu anha narrates this hadith. We began the discussion yesterday. We are going to just concentrate a little bit on the significance of the words that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited in this particular dua. She says that when someone would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam complaining either of a wound or an injury, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, having applied a little bit of saliva on his finger, he would, and we find that the narrator after Aisha radiallahu anha is Sufyan bin Uyayna, the Rawi, the narrator. He illustrates what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do. Having applied a little bit of saliva on his index finger, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would bend down, touch the sand, in other words, mix a little bit of sand with the saliva, and then place it on the area of the wound or injury and recite these words, Bismillah. I invoke the name of Allah. I call out to Allah. I take Allah's name. Turbatu ardina, the sand of our land. In this instance, Madina Munawwara, or wherever the dua is being recited. Turbatu ardina, the soil of our earth, biriqati ba'dina, mixed with our saliva, yushfa bihi saqimuna, we seek shifa, cure for our ill. The Arabic word for sick is saqim. Someone who is sick, we call such a person saqim. Bi'idhni rabbina, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This terminology that is found in this riwayat, Turbatu ardina, the sand or the soil of our earth. Some ulama say that this refers to the origin of man. Our origin is from Wallahu khalaqakum min turab. Allah created you from dust, from sand. Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. Biriqati ba'dina, mixed with our saliva. Now, saliva, there is ishara and indication, ilan nutfa, indication towards the drop of sperm, allati khalaqallahu minha, from which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. Allah ta'ala, afara'aytum ma tumnoon, antum takhluqunahu am nahnul khaliqoon. Allah says, will you not observe the drop of sperm? Did you create it or did we create it? Saliva, normally in hadith terminology, sometimes is used, particularly in symbolic instances like this, to refer to nutfa, the drop of sperm. There's one interesting hadith. The narrator is Bashir bin Khasasiya radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that annahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam basaqa ala kaffihi. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam emitted a little bit of saliva into his palm. Thumma wada alayhi isba'ahu, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed his finger into that saliva. And then, in other words, at times Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would utilize this type of methodology to illustrate a point in order to teach sahaba something. So in this case, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam emitted some saliva onto his palm, And then he placed his finger upon it, ثُمَّ قَالْ, and then he said, يَقُولُ اللَّهُ, Allah says, حَدِيثِ قُدْسِ, Ibn Adam, أَتَعَجِزُنِي وَقَدْ خَلَقْتُكَ مِنْ مِثْلِ هَذَا, are you prepared to challenge me today? Are you prepared to display your arrogance towards me? Are you prepared to live your life in such a way as if I am helpless and there is nothing that I can do? You deny my existence. Don't you realize I created you from the like of this? In other words, not actually saliva. Saliva in this hadith refers to a drop of sperm. So Allah is saying to Ibn Adam, today your ghaman, your pride, your arrogance, your wealth or whatever you have amassed of this world has put you into such a stage where you are prepared to challenge me. You are trying to render me helpless. Whereas I think of your origin. Where did you come from? You were but a drop of sperm. حَتَّى إِذَا سَوَيْتُكَ وَعَدَّلْتُكَ, I fashioned you and I shaped you. مَشَيْتَ بَيْنَ بَرْدَيْنِ وَلِلْأَرْضِ مِنْكَ وَإِيدٍ, today you walk in fine garments and the earth opens up for your steps. فَجَمَعْتَ وَمَنَعْتَ, so what did you do? You amassed the wealth of this world. And instead of spending on the poor, instead of using that wealth to earn your akhirat, مَنَعْتَ, you hoarded the wealth. You displayed your miserliness. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِي, but all that you did, the inevitable still had to happen. What was that? That your soul reached the throat. The time came for your departure. That time you realized how helpless you are. That you can't turn the clock back. You can't get an extension. So what did you do in your desperation? Kulta. You said, Atasaddaqu. I'm going to give charity now. I'm going to spend now. I'm going to earn my akhirat now. Allah Ta'ala says to you, Wa anna awanu sadaqa. Is this now the time for sadaqa? Now it is too late. Now the reality of mort is in front of you. So the point of this hadith on the one hand reminds insan of his origin and it belies the arrogance and the pride with which he lives his life. That when you were just a drop, Allah Ta'ala tells us somewhere else in the Quran, قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا أَكْفَرَ, how ungrateful you are. مِنْ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَ, from what were you created? مِنْ نُطْفَ, from a drop of sperm. Don't let what you have amassed of this world, your wealth and your properties and your investments and your pride, fool you about your reality. Don't let arrogance and pride overtake you. You are helpless. At once you were just, one time you were just a drop of sperm, even, and you came from sand, and eventually you will return back to sand. So the point of that riwayat, like I said, it displays, belies the arrogance of man. Over and above that, we see that at times Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or in hadith terminology, particularly in an illustration, saliva would be used to explain sperm, nutfa, the origin from where insan comes from. So you are saying to Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, the sand of the soil of the earth mixed with the saliva, in other words, the origin of man, Ya Allah, you created us from nothing. You gave us this wujud. Today I am suffering with this pain and this hardship, this wound or this injury. So I am asking you through your qudrat and your power, the same power from which you created me from nothing. You are my Rabb. Ya Allah, it is so easy for you to remove this impediment and this hardship and this difficulty. Yushfa bihi saqimuna. Give me shifa from this pain and this difficult. Let our sick be cured. Bi idhni Rabbina. And then the important lesson that it is no medicine and it is no doctor. These are asbab and means. Sunnah teaches us to utilize them. But that should not in any way affect our total and complete conviction, yaqeen in the heart, that the one who gives shifa is Allah. Shafi is Allah. Shafi is Allah. Allah gives the shifa. It's no medicine, no doctor, no system of this world. Allah will give shifa and cure when He wants and how He wants. So, whatever means we utilize, all these du'as, and we'll see du'as in the hadiths that come after this, that Rasulullah ﷺ would recite, the underlying, undeniable message of every one of these du'as is that the one who cures is only Allah, and cure will come from the permission of Allah. Life and death is in Allah's control. Everything is in... This dua teaches us that. It's not accidental. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, somebody came with a wound, an injury, and he's giving this example. By where you came from? You were dust. You were a drop of sperm. Whatever you are going through is in Allah's control. Life and death is in Allah's control. Everything belongs to Allah Ta'ala. So all this ajizi, this helplessness, this humility, this submission, this handing yourself over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we see this resplendent in the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is why, as I mentioned yesterday also, don't just listen to these ahadith and let it go, and after that be forgotten. Particularly our brothers in Dawat and Tabligh, this is part of our daily program to visit the sick. It's part of our daily program to identify with the plight. Somebody is going through some hardship, some difficulty, somewhere. We do not live an insulated existence. We have to identify with them. So part of that is, when you meet the person, tell him this is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is something that I have learned. Recite the words. So one is, you are bringing alive the sunnah. You are bringing the sunnah alive in the life of that person also. Our actual objective, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Every one of us, more than air and water and food, we need hidayat. Our greatest objective is hidayat. Every rakat of every salah we are making dua. It's a wajib dua. And the key to hidayat, Allah tells us in the Quran, وَإِن تُطِيعُوا تَهْتَدُوا. Follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make the ita'at of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, bring more and more sunnah in your life. And as I mentioned, our akabirin, particularly recently, Maulana Ibrahim Dewla Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, what little time we have left of his shadow over the ummah, only Allah knows. Allah is taking work from him. But we find that this message over and over again, by deen seekhne se aate hai. Deen seekhne. You don't wake up one morning and suddenly you can drive or swim. You have to learn to drive. You have to learn to swim. Everything you have to learn. Like that, deen you have to learn. Deen seekhne. Take out the time. Third point of tabligh, ilm and zikr. Learn. Ilm and zikr, this is what does ilm and zikr actually mean? Not knowledge and remembrance. It means learn and practice. Learn and practice. You heard something. You heard this beautiful divine jewel from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Have that justaju. Have that desire. Have that shauk. That walwala within you. That restlessness within you. To learn what we have heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to implement it. In the easiest way is to invite others towards it. Allah give us tawfiq.